Some of us are a little addicted to home improvement shows. Ty Pennington, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, we miss you. Networks have grown up around these shows. Think DIY and HGTV, shows that turn rundown homes into high-end luxury residences. Now a new show based in Missouri takes that challenge to a new level. They take old grain bins and moving containers and make them into lovely tiny homes, sometimes complete with granite countertops and decks, even though people tell them, you can't turn that into a house.
We're rewriting the rules of home design across the country.
Perfect fit. Done.
We're making the craziest, wildest, most dangerous, rundown places.
Oh, yeah.
Into the most surprising and luxurious dream homes.
Look at this.
The name of the show, You Can't Turn That Into a House. The hosts are Brothers Timur, the money guy, and Rehan, the dreamer, Nana, and their contractor architect friend, Kyle Davis. Timur, are you there?
Yes.
Rehan?
Yes.
And Kyle?
This is Kyle.
And welcome to all of you. Tomorrow I'm going to start with you. Building, I mean, this is so Rough Rider. This is so cowboy carpentry. How did you guys come up with this?
You know what? This story started off about 10 years ago, and the three of us were sitting around, and we had an old grain bin and a 100-year-old wooden barn that had been partially collapsed due to a tornado. We live here in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to really take the two and combine them together, and we came up with a design of taking a grain bin and making it into a luxury two-story cabin that we felt people from the city could come out and enjoy the wilderness, where we really wanted to basically connect people to nature in the process of building cabins out in the wilderness.
Well, Rehan, I was going to ask, is this about being green and sustainable and seeing, you know, something not be thrown away, even though it's an old crashed school bus? Is there something
of
that? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a crashed school bus. I mean, grain silos, tubes, anything and everything.
Whoa! This time, we're reeling in a big one.
Got him!
As we turn this busted semi-trailer into a lakeside bachelor pad.
You think you could cast into the lake from here?
Yeah, there's definitely that aspect. You know, we've all had long discussions about this, and one of the things that we really enjoy is being able to reuse things that would have otherwise been left fallow. Like, if you look across the Midwest, there's literally thousands of old grain silos that, just by the progress of, you know, agriculture, they get bigger. And so all these old ones are just left there. And so we looked at them and said, hey, I think we can turn that into a house, and we actually did end up doing it. And what's really nice is, you know, a lot of these are out out in the country, and so you really get to see a great glimpse of rural America.
Well, out the windows of these. I mean, that's the one thing I love. I mean, people would pay millions for some of the views that you get with, you know, a collapsed, you know, whatever it is, an old shed that has the view built in. Things are already there on the properties. Kyle Davis, talk about, you know, the cowboy aspect. I was watching one show. Actually, I think it's the finale, and I'm not going to give too much away. But you guys are all standing on the very tops of ladders, holding up heavy beams while you lower a 300-pound ring over them to form this dome-like roof. I'm hoping there were 50 people below you holding onto your ladders, but it looks dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It is for sure. But, you know, it's really a different scenario every single time. I guess just don't like following rules and doing it how everyone else does, with a full crew taking, you know, months and months on end and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'd rather do it with two brothers out in the country, maybe a couple farmers, and get it done in a week.
This is Timur. I think you'll find in the show that there's an aspect of adrenaline junkie in all of us when we're doing these things. There's a little bit of thrill seeking as we're bouncing on top of 30 feet up on these wooden beams.
Yeah. Talk about that, Rehan, the, you know, high wire act. But seeing something that someone else might see as a piece of junk and seeing another picture in your mind's eye.
Yeah, well, we all got our fingers and toes, so everything's good on that side. But, we all kind of look at things differently, I think, in all of these different structures. And you get to really see, when we sit down collaboratively and start spitballing, the potential that an object does have. And I think it's something that I always enjoy, because it's breaking something back down. It's almost like being a kid again, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, getting to play with Legos and imagining what something could be. And I think that when you're looking at a structure to try to turn it into a house, that's one of the critical things that you have to do is not imagine what it is now, but imagine what it could be.
And what are some of the things?
Gosh, it runs the game.
Dumpster.
Yeah, a dumpster. That was a crazy one.
While Tony connects the fold-up deck to the dumpster, Kyle and I are working on the stairs to the lofted bedroom. Without that loft, we never would have been able to fit all the comforts of a home inside this tiny dumpster.
Nice!
We don't have room for a full staircase, so we're going with a ladder design with alternating treads to maximize our space.
Wait, screw it!
Done.
All right, let's put this in the dumpster.
So really, it has all the comforts of a nice little apartment, and you can load it up on the back of a truck and drive it down the road if you need to.
Well, back of a dump truck.
Well, couple questions. First of all, it's a dumpster. Mold, and, you know, I'm imagining a smell you can't get out.
We, I think, started thinking that as well. But we cleared out the trash, and then Rehan got in there with a gigantic heavy-duty power washer that was the full size of a pickup truck and just power washed the thing as good as we possibly could. And it really cleaned up pretty nice. In the end, it wasn't a dumpster. It was just a nice metal box to get started building the house.
Well, it is so fabulously country chic as well. Talk about the fences and the doors and the other things that, you know, might be lying around, and suddenly they become furniture.
I think one of the greatest aspects of what we do is, and it goes back to this like farmer mentality, or I think you mentioned cowboy construction, it's that you use really what's around you.
Gail really likes music, and I like music a lot too. I play. So what we're going to do today is take this old guitar and turn it into a shelf. Since this is a laminate top, we're using a really fine blade on the jigsaw, so hopefully it gets us a clean edge. Okay. Here's what the inside of a guitar looks like.
Now look, you're talking to someone who spent a little bit of time on the home show wielding a power drill of my own. I mean, these things are so much fun. But I know that very often when the camera turns off, the sink falls through the countertop or the wall collapses that you are holding up. I mean, do these things really hold up?
I must say, I've actually spent the night in the one that we built for my in-laws. I've stayed in there, my wife, my
daughter.
What was
it? What was it?
Two grain bins connected together with a glass breezeway. It's got a shower, hot water. We've cooked dinner in there, so it's fully functional. And I think all of them had people sleep in it at some point already.
Well, as we see in the finale, people are suggesting things to you. What's happening? Are you going to do a second season? This is hard work, too. Ty Pennington, I mentioned, you know, they burned out after a while from traveling the country, building a house in a week.
Well, this is Timur. I think one thing is that we have a tremendous amount of fun because when I get to work with my brother and two, Kyle is like almost a third brother to me and Rehan. So it's just a blast for us to go out and do it. There is a certain amount of stress that goes into it. There are deadlines and it's a lot of work. But you know what? In a way, we're kind of living our dream.
Yeah, and this is Rehan coming in. I just want to reiterate what Timur said. It's like these guys are my best friends, so getting out there and swinging hammers with them is just, one, a lot of fun. And then, two, you know, a lot of the clients that we get to work with are just, you know, the great people. And so if it's a long day, well, I mean, you're building something for, you know, a girl that's trying to go to college and wants to have a place of her own, makes you put in an extra hour or two at the end of the day.
Well, there's that family that owned a junkyard, and they wanted you to repurpose an old semi-trailer.
What do you need a house for?
Our son, he's graduating from college in just 9 days, and we'd like to surprise him.
We really don't have the extra money to buy him a nice big house, but maybe a semi-trailer might be kind of cool. And
we actually have a lake over here that is on the other side of the property. He loves to fish, and we're going to put it there so he can enjoy the water.
What kind of budget do we have to work with, guys?
I've set aside $24,000.
Okay. What do you think you need in this house?
He definitely needs a great kitchen to cook healthy meals.
He needs a bachelor pad.
Yeah,
he needs a fun pad. Okay. Yeah.
Sound from You Can't Turn That Into a House on the FYI Network. We're talking to Timur Nana, his brother Rehan, and their friend and collaborator, Kyle Davis. You know, guys, I was thinking, we've had so many natural disasters. This is thinking around the world, you know, how to build small housing for people that have experienced disaster or the migrant population. I'd love to see your show go, you know, maybe to Puerto Rico someday, or to see what you can do with things that have been left in the wake of a storm.
Yeah, you know, one of the things we do well is designing in a small space and designing things that can be picked up and lifted and put on a truck. And you know, unfortunate disasters that happened in Puerto Rico and in Texas before that. And we had some people writing to us saying, you know, hey, you know, what can we – let's work on something. And, you know, we've kicked around the idea of maybe we do make some portable prefab housing that could be shipped to disaster areas. I think mm-hmm. that would be a really interesting project and challenge to work on.
That's Kyle Davis. Before him, Rehan and Timur Nana, hosts of the FYI show You Can't Turn That Into a House, to which they say, yes, we can. The season one finale airs this weekend. I saw it already. It's so cool. Go to herenow.org for more. Guys, thanks so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you very much for having
thanks
us.
Thanks a lot.